USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As our election contests continue here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments in Savannah, Georgia. The vice president continues.
We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
At a press conference in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for additional coronavirus relief.
I'm not alone in saying this situation is urgent. If we don't act now, the future will be very bleak. Americans need help, and they need it now.
It's a new record for the Dow gaining 248 points to close the week at 30,217, breaking the record set just last month. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Non-farm payrolls increased by just 245,000 in November, well below Wall Street estimates as rising coronavirus cases coincided with a considerable slowdown in hiring. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson telling CNBC what we really need to know about that number.
The one thing that we haven't heard is the labor force participation rate, and I think that's going to be critical in understanding the edge down in the unemployment rate. You can't just look at the unemployment rate because we know people are leaving the workforce and people are leaving, a lot of women are leaving the workforce because we're still in many places in lockdown mode when it comes to schools and childcare.
Boeing is planning a slow production of its 787 wide-body jets. The company's CFO saying today monthly production will drop from 6 to 5 of the planes by next summer. This as Boeing 737 MAX is gradually returning to the skies. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to sign executive orders on immigration that would represent a clear break from the Trump administration and could have immediate impact on illegal immigrants. Regarding those executive orders and Biden's immigration plan, Rachel Bovard is with the Claremont Institute.
Well, all signs point to a much looser immigration system under President Biden. He is talking about undoing a host of border controls, including the Remain in Mexico policy, which was the most successful policy under the Trump administration at reducing illegal crossings at the border. President Biden wants to undo that. So that is, if we look ahead, we're looking a lot like the Obama years in the next four.
Regarding catch and release, Bovard tells Fox and Friends.
I would expect, you know, we haven't heard a lot of specifics from the Biden campaign, but what we have heard, again, points to undoing most of what President Trump implemented, which, again, reduced border crossings to historic lows, and I think that's all going to be undone.
The Trump administration has scheduled the lease sale to companies to drill for oil in the Arctic National. The Trump administration has scheduled a lease sale to companies to drill for oil in Anwar. The Department of the Interior saying it's delivering on a mandate from the 2017 tax cut law that allows energy exploration in a 1.56 million acre section of the 19.3 million acre refuge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.